Case number 10,709, Randall H. Weber, south of Road 368, north of Ocean Air Lane, being Lot B10 within Ocean Air Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Name and address.
Randall Weber. It's 1250 Mine Road, Lebanon, Pennsylvania, 17042.
You swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board?
Yes, I've one replaced my mobile home in Ocean Air Trailer Park, but it's a private. Everybody owns a lot, and my lot used to be 145 foot long, and the state's going to widen Beaver Dam Road, so they bought 5 foot of my property, which made my lot 170 foot long. My existing trailer is 70 foot long, so it meets everything, but I'd like to replace it, and the one I want to buy is 72 foot long, and you cannot get it shortened. It comes, that's a standard size for that trailer.
Okay. 16 by 72.
And that's measuring from the property line, not the road. Is that correct?
We mean my property.
Yes. Yeah, your measurements on the drawing is from the property line.
But my property line, yes.
Because you said you were from Pennsylvania, and I think up there they measure from the middle of the road.
Yes, if that's where the deed goes, but it's from the state surveyed it when they bought my 5 foot, so it's been surveyed.
Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Mrs. Isaacs, if it wasn't a through lot, the front yard would be what?
It would still be 40.
It would still be 40 on Beaver Dam? Mm-hmm. So the through lot doesn't have
yes,
any bearing on
Route 368 is Beaver Dam Road, so that would be 40 feet. Yeah. Ocean Air Lane is the other front. That would be, well, that has to be 30.
Okay. So it doesn't matter in this case that it's a through lot.
It's two fronts.
Okay.
Mr. Mills?
So Mr. Weaver, you're suggesting that's unique because the state has taken some of your property.
But they paid me for it, though. So.
Okay. And you're also suggesting it's unique or it's not created by you because they're taking some of your property?
Yes.
Okay. And you're suggesting that you can't otherwise develop it because you can't get a shorter mobile?
Yes.
And you're suggesting that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Yes.
And you're also suggesting that it's a minimum to afford relief?
Yes.
Okay. We got the standards covered. Thank you. No other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Hey. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant addressed all the standards for granting the variance as I went through them, so I make a motion we approve case number 10,709.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,709. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.